This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Jonah Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He's an IA Hall of Famer, and he joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And, Jonas, thank you, as always, for your time. We appreciate it. So what did you take away from last night? Obviously, we've talked a lot about pass rush, what the Eagles were able to do, rushing Patrick Mahomes. But anything that the Ravens may have seen that they might want to do heading into this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I thought back to – honestly, what Nick Sirianni said after they came to Baltimore and whipped up on the Ravens was, you know, all the talk was about how the Ravens had the advantage in the run game, how, you know, this was a run defense that was particularly well suited to stop Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts. And the Ravens got dominated up front. And Sirianni said afterwards, you know, we felt like they had to match our level of physicality. And I think we saw that play out again last night, where, you know, you have this Eagles team, Chiefs team that, you know, has been built through the trenches in a lot of ways. You know, they obviously came to Baltimore last year and kind of bullied the Ravens in the AFC Championship game. You thought that they would be able to raise their level of play to match what Philadelphia has up front. And, you know, you could argue that that's what they did in the run game, but ultimately, the Eagles just had way too much talent up front on offense and defense. And, you know, frankly, it didn't matter who their skill position talents were. And they're obviously exceptional and, you know, Pro Bowl worthy at a bunch of spots. But the Eagles won that game in the trenches, just like they, you know, came to Baltimore in whenever that was, October, November, and won that game in the trenches. So I know that's always been the MO for how Eric DaCosta wants to build this team. That's what John Harbaugh values, certainly, in his, you know, close to two decades of being in Baltimore. But I think it really just hammered home how important that could be in, you know, on the sport's biggest stage.
Winning in the trenches defensively can lead to takeaways. And Jonas, you tweeted earlier today about the Ravens' lack of takeaways in the playoffs with Lamar Jackson. Just two takeaways in games that he started, where the Eagles had three last night alone. What do you make of that? Because 2023, they forced the most turnovers in football and forced none that postseason.
Yeah, I think it's just a weird, you know, you just talk it up, the variance and randomness of playoff football. I mean, you know, on the two charts that I tweeted out, like, the Ravens were in the top right quadrant along with the Pittsburgh Steelers. When you look at the playoff chart, and it's the Ravens and the Steelers at the bottom left. I mean, that they're at the worst. So you obviously put some of the blame on Lamar for just the turnover margin in general. It's not just the defense that hasn't held up its end of the bargain. I mean, I think you could argue that the offense has been more to blame for all the turnover stuff, because while the Ravens defense hasn't really, you know, done a good job of getting takeaways, they've done a pretty good job overall in the Lamar era of just, you know, limiting big plays, of limiting touchdowns. They usually keep opponents to, you know, within 20 points or around there. You know, obviously the big failure of that game against Buffalo was just how ill-prepared that defense looked. But you think that if they just play more and more playoff games, eventually they'll kind of come back to the norm. But, you know, taking the ball away is a skill on the Ravens. I think I have only like three forced fumbles in that seven-game span with Lamar since he became a full-time starter, and that's not good enough. You got to be around the ball more. You got to get more hands on the ball, or otherwise you're just not going to create the kind of luck that you need to win, you know, some of these 50-50 games.
11 draft picks, more comp picks than Bone can count. Do these guys need to at some point be more ambitious with how they deploy this and take, especially if you, like, they're in the mix every year. Obviously, we look at the roster every year and say it's pretty damn good. It's going to give them a chance. And now, you know, for whatever, 12 years running, it hasn't been quite good enough. And this year, they were remarkably healthy, and it wasn't quite good enough. At some point, do you need to take quantity and turn it into quality? Do you need to be more willing to move up a draft board in the first couple of rounds of a draft, or be willing to package high-end picks to try to get a player to put you over the top?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm, if you were to say, like, Eric DaCosta were the GM in Baltimore for the next decade and, like, asked me to set the lines at, for, like, the over-under for the number of times that he'll trade up in the first round over that next decade, I would probably say, like, 0.5 or 1.5. Yeah. I mean, assume that Lamar is the quarterback for that duration. I think that the only time that the Ravens would move up would be for a quarterback and someone who could, you know, change the direction of this franchise. But listen, I think with the number, with the amount of draft capital that they have in, you know, early day three, late day two, and just the wealth of talent that could be available, like early round two, I don't think it would surprise me at all. It's like, you know, that they take a tackle in that first round, and, you know, maybe that the Boston College edge rusher who's been so productive is sitting there still at, like, you know, pick 40 in the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Don't think he'll make it back to the, you know, late 50s, and they decide that, like, this is the guy that we need to help take this defense up another level. You know, obviously they haven't really done a good job of finding pass rush help on day two. Mm-hmm. I know it's a small sample size, but I think there's enough kind of first round, fringe first round talents in this year's draft that you could really find good value early in that second round. Maybe that compels the Ravens to move up a spot, move up a couple spots and go get that guy. I think you probably do have, with as many people as they drafted last year and years prior, you probably are reaching this critical mass of, we can't keep everyone mm-hmm. that we draft, and we're going to have to make some tough decisions about just kind of, you know, arbitrage and how realistic it is to have all 11 players in this draft class make the team in year one. And if it's pretty unlikely, then I think you probably have to, you're better off moving up and trying to find better value there. But, you know, the Ravens employ tons of very well-paid, well-educated people who do the analytics on this, and I'm sure we'll be kind of crunching those numbers from now until late April.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking with Jonas Schaefer, Inside Access here on The Fan. Jonas, what about, like, I know they don't like to do this, but maybe spending on a pass rusher. We saw a guy last night, Josh Sweat. Now he could go back to Philly, but, like, they need a dude. They don't have a dude right now unless you think that dude is Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah, or some combination of Adisa Isaac and Adafi Owe, but yeah. I'm with you.
Ajabo.
Yeah. I guess we're kind of getting to the end of that story.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think it's just, you know, whenever people throw out these big names for these free agents or for these trade targets, I'm like, well, are you going to take away the money that you would need to potentially pay Ronnie Stanley or to potentially pay, you know, Kyle Hamilton or Tyler Linderbaum or whoever it's going to be? I mean, like, they don't have a whole lot of money. And even that, the salary cap space, that all those figures that get tossed around for the next couple of months is misleading, because you need money to pay your draft class. You need money to, you know, have your kind of in-season rainy day fund. You need money for practice squad and all these kinds of things. So I think it's a very, very tight situation that the Ravens are dealing with, even more so because I think if you'd asked me in like late April whether I expected Derrick Henry to be on the team in 2025, I probably would have said no. I said it would have been a one-year rental, even though they paid him for a two-year deal. So, you know, that's a good problem to have, you know, having paid Derrick Henry all that money and still thinking you can get even more value out of him in 2025. But listen, I mean, I think there are very, very few players that the Ravens are going to be willing to spend top dollar in that free agency market just because of how they kind of oriented that roster and where their priorities are going to be for the long term. I mean, that kind of goes back to what Jason was just asking about. Like, you have to have some money assigned for these guys who've proven themselves to be dudes. Like, you're not going to want to let Kyle Hamilton go, certainly for his free agency, or even get, you know, even another year into his contract, because the market for safeties is inevitably going to jump, but the market for centers is inevitably going to jump. And I think there's a lesson to be learned from what the Eagles have done. It's, as soon as you get these dudes in the building, you know, give them top of the market deals, because if they continue to be dudes, then the value that you get from them will kind of pay for itself.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. The offseason, it's always something, so don't take any long naps, because something's bound to be happening every week. But Jonas, we appreciate your time, man. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we hit the hot corner and the Orioles, the pitchers and catchers reporting this week. What could a lineup against right-handed pitching look like this year? We'll give it our best shot next here on The Fan.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.